The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, CG Atlantic, Ron's Electric Motors, Popeyes, the Ministry of Health, Bahamas Check Services, the Digital Transformation Unit, and BTC.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution. Here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are today going to talk about the VAT amendment bill, the COVID-19 provisions bill, and what that means. And we're also going to talk about this arraignment for a couple charge in connection with Danya Bello Walker's death. But first, give a shout out to my boy Kobe over there at the Almond Tree Bar on Kemp Road. They got pea soup today. Kobe's a great cook. So go check him out. Well, also shout out to Anne Marie, my Facebook friend, who I saw when I was picking up lunch today. You thought I was going to be late, but I'm not. I'm here. I want some soup. Who got the... Anyone deliver soup? I already have lunch. I don't know why I'm trying to get soup and on top of the lunch I already have. But if you make a mean soup, drop it off to me. I'll be happy to pay you. Bring it to the Guardian before 2. All right, couple charge in connection with Bella's death is a story. A mother and her boyfriend were refused bail in connection with the death of Danya Bella Walker on November 5th. Darian Smith, 33, has been charged with murder and cruelty to children. Astonia Walker has been charged with exposing a child to grievous harm and cruelty to children. They were not required to enter pleas to the charges when they appeared before Chief Magistrate Joanne Ferguson Pratt. The magistrate set an early court date due to the national concern surrounding the matter. She said, "I would wish for it to have a December date with a view that the matter might be fast-tracked in view of the nature of the seriousness of the charges." All right? So they'll be tried in the Supreme Court. All right? Let me also say this, right? And so, okay. So Wayne Monroe, the Minister of National Security, today had a briefing at the OPM, and he says that from the autopsy report, the child didn't get sexually assaulted, which is great. I see some people are on social media like, oh, it's a weird reaction. Like, they're kind of like in disbelief that the sexual assault didn't happen. I think it was because there were a lot of reports coming out of it that were not informed and just leapt to conclusions. For me, I'm thankful that at least she didn't suffer that, as well as apparently being beaten to death. Since from the autopsy, the young child was subject to blunt force trauma sufficient to break ribs that punctured internal organs and caused massive bleeding. That makes me want to throw up. How hard you have to hit a child to break her ribs? Why would you? Anyway, there's really no excuse. There's no reasoning for it. Here's the issue, though. And Wayne Monroe should be cognizant of this. What's going to happen, particularly with this whole sexual assault narrative that everyone's running with, and how are we going to do this, and sex offenders register and all this? Listen to me. What you're going to do is you're going to get this case thrown out or delayed over and over again because you are poisoning the jury pool. Now, me personally, I think we should move away from jury trials, okay? We should have that conversation. But you're going to cause some problems. I'll explain it to you. Commissioner of Police Paul Roll put on Twitter, this is his statement, who punishes a child with brute force to break 8 ribs, and what could a 4-year-old child do to deserve such a violent punishment to cause death? God help us. I appreciate the sentiment, and I appreciate the information. So you 8 ribs you broke, they broke, whoever murdered Bella. All right. And Paul Roll's talking about it. Wayne Monroe's talking about it. Speaker of the House is talking about it. I'm talking about sexual offenses and all that stuff. You're going to cause problems. Says, why was her pelvic dislocated? I don't know. I don't know the Republic. Was dislocated? Y'all want me to have a conversation with about information I don't have. I don't know where you got that information from. Whoever you got that information from, that her pelvis was dislocated, or there was a gaping hole in her private parts, have that conversation with them. I can't leap to no conclusions. I can't. There's almost a sense of... Anyway, let me not say that. I will say it. Among some people, there seems to be a sense of dissatisfaction that there isn't evidence put forward yet that Bella was sexually assaulted. And I don't understand why. I don't understand it. Do you think they're just covering up information? You think they wouldn't say if she was sexually assaulted? Why? Why? Why would they not say? Why would they hide that? Anyway, let me help you understand why lawmakers should shut up about this. Kofi Goodman, remember him? Who killed 11-year-old Marco Archer? Kofi Goodman's case had to be retried. His conviction was set aside in the Court of Appeal and his sentence, and he had to be retried. Remember, he was under the sentence of death from Turner, I believe. He had to be retried because of his lawyer's conduct, but also because the Minister of National Security at the time talked about putting in Marco's Law for sexual offenders. In fact, let me read what Justice Isaac said. One of the difficulties faced by small jurisdictions such as the Bahamas is the widespread publicity afforded utterances by public figures and the impact these utterances have on the whole of the population. The Minister of National Security inserted himself into the proceedings when he announced 2 weeks ahead of the trial of the appellant that he would name a proposed enactment pertaining to sexual offenders Marco's Law. This had the effect of prejudicing the appellant's chance of a fair hearing by wrongly focusing the public's attention on speculation that the deceased, Marco Archer, had been sexually assaulted by whoever had abducted him. The very same public from among whom the jury was to be drawn, there was no allegation of any sexual abuse visited upon young Archer, and in particular, none to suggest the appellant had sexually assaulted him. The pervasive and unrelenting regurgitation of the circumstances surrounding the death of the young boy in daily reporting of the case also did much to taint the fairness of the case, as each day the public and jurors were besieged with information and misinformation about the case. This was not a case where the utterances were separated from the trial by a matter of many months or even years. There was no fade factor. To wit, there was sufficient time for the public to have forgotten what had been said in the various reports. Okay? So please, 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 please. If you want justice for Bella, be careful in how you keep repeating this narrative that she was sexually assaulted when so far there are no charges before the court pertaining to sexual assault of this child. I know your heart's in the right place, I think, and you want to express outrage because you think something happened or somebody said, I don't know who told you, I didn't say it, said something happened, but you're going to disadvantage the prosecution of this case if you continue with that narrative. So I'm not talking about sexual assault and relate to Bella Walker anymore out of respect for the fact that I would like justice to be served in her case. All right? So don't talk to me about sexual assault and Bella Walker anymore. You're going to do more harm than good. The police commissioner should let it go now. All the MPs and members of parliament and everyone who's looking to for the soapbox, let it go. All right? Let's hope for justice for Bella. You don't have to continue the narrative that she was sexually assaulted. You're going to do more harm than good. All right? So I'm not continuing that narrative. Let me say that. This says, where's Almond Tree located on Kemp Road? Just before you hit, like, Wolf Road. If you're going south on Kemp Road, you're going to see it, like, on your left-hand side, like, probably 100 yards or so before Wolf Road. All right. Is that Wolf Road or is that Bernard Road still? Like, before you hit the roundabout by a marathon. Going east, that's still Bernard Road? Yeah, Bernard Road then. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Yes. Yeah, so are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Yes. Let me just state, you know, what you're seeing happening is individuals who are suffering from cognitive dissonance. What has happened is that you had individuals who basically have had not much to say for a long time that seized upon an opportunity or for a soapbox, as you put, for recognition in the media. We had personalities, organizations, new organizations, everybody running around about what needs to be done, without no evidence to substantiate their position, women organization groups, other organization groups, all taking fighting for primacy in the space for a spokesman on an issue that technically did not exist with this case as far as we know. And so what you have now is that they have went out there, presented themselves as activists, advocates for this particular position of molestation, and now they found that there is none attached to the particular case for which they stood on the soapbox for, as opposed to adjusting. I think it was on your show or another show where I said this is the problem we have, is that whenever the issue comes up, we convolute it, we conflate it, and cause confusion as opposed to speaking directly to the issues. And so we have a host of issues in our country. Yes, child molestation is still an issue. Child abandonment is an issue. Child neglect is an issue. Women's rights is an issue. Marital rape in the proper context of a conversation is an issue. All of these things exist. But when we begin to conflate, convolute, we only confuse the dialogue as opposed to putting them on the board, let's have the discussions on where we go, where we are now, and where we need to go. And so this is where the problem is that we have no organized approach and too many people fighting for one soapbox.
All right, thanks, brother. Like I say, I'm going to stop talking about it in relation to sexual assault because we're going to disadvantage it. I got to help you. All right? All right, let's help get justice for Bella and not screw this up by continually saying that there was sexual assault. I don't know that there wasn't, but nothing before the court so far says that there was. So I don't want to poison the jury pool. I think we should get rid of jury trials. Let me ask you this, right? Let's do the knowledge, right? So a trial goes for a capital crimes. Anyway, we should do away with jury trials. So you have a jury of 12 people for capital crimes. All right. And they have to decide based on the evidence if the person is innocent or guilty, right? more often than not, these cases, when they're convicted, the defendants, they appeal the case based on a variety of factors. And then the Court of Appeal, a panel of three, unless it's a very special case, it'll be a panel of five, a panel of three judges look at the merits of the appeal and determine quite often whether there was sufficient evidence to determine guilt or not, or a conviction. So if the Court of Appeal is fine in order to judge the merits of whether a trial was conducted fairly, then why can't a panel of judges sit and try a murder case, sit and hear a murder case, and determine without the jury? That's my opinion. I'm no legal scholar, but that's how I see it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Dr. Warren.
Say, somebody brought soup?
Dr. Warren.
All right. Hi. Hi. Yes.
Warren, how you doing?
I'm okay.
This is your dolphin buddy back.
Hey, what's happening? Boy.
Everything good. You think I get a birthday present tonight?
Tonight? No. Listen, no. Y'all are done. No, it's y'all are done, man. Next season, maybe. Get rid of Flores.
Today is my birthday anyway.
that ain't gonna change it.
Hey, man.
No.
It's a special day. You
ain't see
it raining on this day.
I see. Well, maybe that'll help. Maybe you'll bring him luck. Maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
Everything good, though?
Yeah, man. All is well.
Just trying to cheer you up, man. Be strong, man.
Thank you, my brother.
Yeah. All right, Dwayne.
All right. Dolphins? Serious? Be serious. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn. What's up, brother?
Hey, I'm good, man. What's happening?
I am great, man. Hey, you're a very smart man. You see why I call you my boy or I call you a brethren?
Thank you, bro.
Because let me tell you something. What people don't understand, you have a big responsibility as a talk show host and a person who be in the media. If you decide to sit down and take 2 hours to talk about a case that you don't even have no knowledge about, right? And then the next thing when the people call you up, places and say that what you said to damage the case. Where does that leave you when you don't have a job?
Well, you make a good point. Yeah.
Vaughn, you know, when I was listening to you, and Vaughn, that's the smartest thing to do, because sometimes in life, brother, don't allow these texts and callers to cause you or I say this to any radio talk shows. Don't allow them you guys to say things. And then at the end of the day, when you come off the radio station, the people pulling you in.
Right.
Because you saying things to cripple or damage a case would even ain't start yet.
Absolutely. Right. Exactly right.
So, hey, that's looking out for you, bro.
Thank you, bro. All right. You gotta, and I understand that, yes, sexual assault is a problem in this country. Molestation of children is still a very real problem in the country, and we should bring attention to that, and we should discuss that, and we should make that a priority. But I'm just not gonna hook it on to Bella, right? And I don't want to, because it makes me sick to my stomach. And so if you're telling me there was no sexual abuse, I'm happy that though Bella had to suffer and die from someone beating her so badly they broke 8 of her ribs, at the very least, she didn't have to go through the indignity of being raped. So I'm happy that she didn't have to go through that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, man. How's it going?
You know, my Bahamian people amaze me. When I could say it like this, especially my Bahamian black people, it's like they want to hear that the little girl was raped and bust up. Like, that's what they want. That's what they expect, and they want. They vision for it to happen. I saw a video yesterday, and a lady was carrying on. I understand the feeling that people have about some things like this happening, like how you can hear it in your voice when you mention your daughter or your son. How you don't tell them, hey, but somebody can die. I feel the same way. I ain't waiting for the police to do nothing. If I get in place, or get her first. I feel like you're gonna have to lock me up for something, but I believe I can take that one out.
Yeah, I'll have to. I saw
a video also, apparently someplace out of Africa, where this gentleman walked in on a scene and he caught this big grown man full with this little teeny popper little girl, maybe look just as big as that Bella. And at the end of that, they're going, video, Mr. Khan, you should see what that dude was doing to that guy in a public square in a cutlass. He was just chopping him like he was a cow he was scorching.
Oh, Jesus.
Without any feelings. And that's how we feel with something like that. But the hope or wish that the police come back with a report says that the girl was beaten after death, was beaten to death. That bad enough. And then we were here and rape her too. You know? I just can't understand my people, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then they go video things. And that lady, the way she was talking, is as if she knew everything what happened and was in the room while it was happening. The way she was expressing herself about the man raped that girl and this and that and that.
Yeah, it was too much. Anyway. I hear people saying they need to do like a private autopsy because... I don't know, man. We gotta sometimes examine ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Examine why it is we're continuing with a certain narrative. Like it's less. You know what I mean? Anyway, let's talk about the. All right, let me read your text. What kind of soup they brought? You don't know? I can go find out right now. Say don't eat from people you don't know. I pretty much will eat from anybody. Like, unless you like straight up on the side of the road, like you know what I mean? Even like the fellas who grill on the side of the road, like I eat from them. My wife always tells me I can get sick. One, how are you tell the Bahamian people time to license their car, stop driving free, a new day? Yeah, I can get to that right now. Good morning, Juan. Some Bahamians don't like to know the facts. Even if Bella was not sexually abused, her death to me is still the worst of the worst. Agreed. This is Juan. There was no sexual assault. Bahamians just love to gossip and spread smut that emerged deep out of the labyrinth of their filthy minds. Wayne had better be very careful not to prejudice this case. So you know you live in a sick country when there's disappointment that a four-year-old was not sexually assaulted. We must exercise greater care in such cases to hear all the facts before forming conclusions. And that's why I was very careful. All right. So this Sparky, nobody wishing that on a toddler was raped. That's insane. We just don't want, if this happened, to be covered up because that man needs to not be living. I'm so sorry to say. Either way, he should die. Okay. That's fine. I mean, I understand that. You don't want there to be a cover-up, but I don't know. Logic, to me, dictates that the police wouldn't cover it. Why would they want to cover that up? It says, I get the feeling, but you're wrong for responding violently without proof. This is scary. That woman... Hold on a minute. It's just scary. That woman stabbed a guy because she suspected he sexually assaulted her child. Will she be charged with assault and attempted murder? If it is determined that he didn't and he assaults that woman back the same or another way, can we blame him? Will he still be the bad guy? Let's protect our children, but not at the cost of rights and protections of men. I hear you about proof, right? Here's where I'm at, though. If you have my daughter... and she dies, you're responsible, okay? If you took her to live with you, hypothetically speaking, and she's beaten to death at the home that you live in, then all y'all who live there are responsible. Juan, please don't eat soup from anyone. Not a good thing. I'm going to try it. If you don't hear from me again, then... That may be why. One, I agree with you. Jury trials are a waste of time for an island as small as ours. Let a panel of three judges decide. That will clear the backlog. Man, I'm hungry, Juan. Why are you talking about soup? Some pea soup or bean soup would be excellent right now. Plenty of dumpling and salt beef. Yeah, I'm going to go check the soup out here shortly. All right. Okay, so that case is before the court. We're going to try not to poison the well and try to shut up about it. It is something that's on the minds of many, I know, but I'm going to try to leave it alone. All right. So, look, Saturday, the emergency order will end, and the new health rules will take their place. But here's what else happens when the emergency order ends. Your protections also end. And remember yesterday? Okay, here's why I'm saying I was right, and y'all were wrong. We could call us. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How you doing, Mr. McCartney?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Mr. McCartney, I just had a short truckle. I was driving, listening to your thing. I had to pay close attention to the rules. When you said that you're going to try to sue if you don't hear from you, you know what happened, you know?
Yeah.
I had a good chuckle on that. I appreciate your humor.
Thanks.
Now, you know, the thing about it is, Mr. McCartney, this is a case in point that you got to be very careful on the rumors you spread. Do you know that there are a lot of retaliation killings happen because they have the wrong person?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
You know that's happening, right?
I can see that,
the police have take people in custody for questioning. And word on the street is that, well, they took John Doe in for questioning, and they let him go. Everybody's saying it's him do that, and then it's retaliation killing.
Right.
You got to be very careful of what's going on.
Yeah, you gotta
You know, we have to center our thoughts and stop the social media from blushing and seeing if it's a credible source where it comes from before you start to spread this rumor, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you, man.
All right. Okay. It says, what time does the emergency order end on the 13th? Midnight, eh? Like, the stroke of midnight. As far as I'm aware, the emergency order should end. We'll go to a break. We'll be right back.
Banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
MyGateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid, government-issued ID in order to collect documents. MyGateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
How hot are you?
Hotter than NASA on a July summer day.
What you mean? Popeye's got a sauce hotter than you, called the Hottie Sauce.
Never. Boy, you musty crazy.
Yes, baby. Popeye's has a new sauce from Meg Thee Stallion.
Well, take me to Popeye's then to see who is hotter, me or this new Hottie Sauce.
Let's go.
Where are my hot girls at?
Try our new Megan Thee Stallion sauce with our chicken nuggets or chicken sandwich now before it's all gone.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
With BTC Business's new smart solutions powered by super fast, reliable broadband, you'll feel like there are more versions of you working for you. From website design, development, and digital marketing to promote your business, 24/7 business class support to cloud solutions, security, and more. Multiply your growth today.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249. Good
afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I got the soup. This is from Portia Poitier, 424-2830, every Thursday. Let me see. This is pea soup. Jesus, look at this. This is huge. You gotta eat for the rest of the day, eat this. Very good. Very good, Portia. Thank you. I'm not like leaving my wife, but I thank you. This is very good soup. Man. Got ham in it. You're going to make some man super happy. Oh, you already have. I endorse your soup, Portia. Call Portia, 424-2830. She makes soup every Thursday. All right. Is caller still there? Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
How are you today?
I'm good. How's it going? We'll see what happens.
Yes. Well, I call to say we are a country of gossipers and emotion. We express our emotions without having the actual facts.
Right.
This here hurts more than it helps. You know, and I'm on about 60 chats on. And my God, some of those chats, people want to kill you for telling them, let's wait till we get the actual facts. They're just running with innuendos and things they assume is the case without having the actual facts. What they have to realize, what Wayne Monroe reported, he couldn't have reported that without getting that from the coroner's report and getting it from the police, right or wrong, sir?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, so let's just take this in stride. The gentleman, whoever he may be, and the lady hasn't been charged for whatever they are saying on WhatsApp, but they're being charged for the actual crime that the evidence can prove that crime has been committed, right or wrong.
Yeah, you got to have the evidence and you got to wait for it to go to the courts. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But no, I suggest what we need to do, we need to strengthen our laws when it comes to kids, regardless to what type of action is taken against the kids. We need to have a law like similar to like in the United States of America, you know, what protects kids more than it hurts kids. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If there's any sign, it don't have to be from the parents. It don't have to be from the neighbor. It can be from either the school teacher or probably someone that the child interacted with. And even if, say, for instance, another child sees some abnormality in a kid, and they tell their parents could also go tell it to a social worker or start social services and let them go in and investigate what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally
Thank
agree.
You, man.
Yes, sir. So don't know if you've covered it already, but all this talk about sexual assault on Bella was the result of a false fake post by a certain BS quote-unquote media person They and people like them should be prosecuted and brought to justice. That, too, will assist in the poisoning of the jury pool point you made earlier. That post was horrific and lacked all sensitivity. Yeah, you know, we got to be careful. Do we want to just heap the sexual assault on top of the young girl who's dead? We don't need to use her to make the point that we need to be vigilant and take seriously that there are sexual predators in our society. Let's do a phone call. I got it. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yes, sir. I called for you yesterday.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm so sorry I didn't get back to you. Kermit, get her number again. I'm gonna call you today, okay?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Thank you.
God okay. Bless. Wait, hold on to the line. Don't hang up.
Oh, yes, sir. No.
You got it? Oh, you sent it to me already. Oh, okay. You did? Let me see. Kermit. Miss Morrison, that's her? Okay, I got you. I call you Miss Morrison. I didn't even see that. I get so many people, like people get mad at me. Like they'd be like, you're not responding to me. Right? And I'd be like, the messages come so fast, my WhatsApp, that I sometimes don't even see the message till the next day when I like sit down and go, let me go through the WhatsApp and look at it. So stop it, Wanda. I know Cuckoo Soup ate one. Boy, I don't know. It says, great show as usual. Tell the people make some soup, but not the cuckoo soup. You have to be specific with people. Swan, Dolphins will win tonight.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You picked the Dolphins? You did? Okay. One, I don't understand your outrage or Sparky's outrage about being clear on whether Little Bella was raped or just beaten. There's a difference in a culture where beatings happen all the time, and some people are simply lucky that they didn't kill their children. Rape and sexual abuse is another beast, and you will find the same women and men who beat their children standing up for Bella. It's sad that rape of children has to be the line crossed that forces us not to see how bad it is for many children. You make a good point. I don't understand what you mean you don't understand my outrage. Could it be, without putting a blanket over everybody, that beating a child doesn't outrage you because we have such a culture of beating children, but raping a child is the point at which your outrage kicks in? You got to think about these things. You got to do some self-examination if we're going to grow. Says, good afternoon. When exactly do we have to license our vehicles? Now, I would say. Go now, right? Let me say this before we go to the break. Because, as I said, I'm petty sometimes. So, when I was saying that it made no sense that the emergency order said that you had 60 days or whatever to license your car after the expiration of the emergency order, because if the emergency order ceases to exist, then how is it law still? How can a law end and fall out of existence and still carry the weight of law? It makes no sense. So that's all going to end, okay, on the 13th. So you got to go license your car, unless something changes between now and then and somebody says something different. You got to go license your car. You got to go pay your water bill. You got to go pay BPL. Because there's nothing that protects you now. Now, in my estimation, the government should have included in these special provisions, those things give you 60, 90 days. So essentially, what the House passed last night, yesterday afternoon, was a bill to provide time for the local government elections to take place, school board elections to take place, and for you'd have some time for the renewal of permits under the Immigration Act and the suspension of provisions of the Data Protection Act. So they had suspended the immigration requirement that you have to do your work permit. You better get yours together. All right? And now you have 90 days. 90 days? Yeah, you got 90 days to renew your permit, 90 days for NIB to still provide data to money transmission services for the unemployment stuff. All right. And you got no days after Saturday to license your car. Now, I imagine that this is my imagining. I imagine the commissioner of police and the MPs would... Man, Juan, I noticed that you're taking long pauses between your words. I wonder if that soup has anything to do with it. No, no. It's probably... I took, like, a lot of Salmonex last night. And I really, like... And I drank... I slept through the night, right? But I was so groggy. When I got up, I didn't even go work out. I just, I drank like 3 cups of coffee. And so maybe that's what, maybe I'm slow and didn't realize it. Juan, you realize you stopped the whole show to engage in soup eating? That's exactly why you're the best. Your show's about nothing. And still, it's about everything. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I wanted to try the soup before it got cold. It says, hi, good-looking one. Hey, thanks. So when the emergency ends, the people on furlough will be called in or given severance pay? Yeah, I don't see any protection for them either. I don't see any protection for the employers either. So it's an issue. We got a call. Let's do the call real quick. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan.
Hi.
What I'm trying to get is some information on how to get on the show.
How to get on my show?
Yes. I want to advertise a business.
Sure. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304.
302-2304. All right.
Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thanks for the money. It says, be careful. Don't forget the reason you and other media houses had to go to court in Goodman's case. I agree. I mean, and I only went to court because the reporter who reported on the story did something in the case. Said something that should not have been said reporting on the case, who was covering the trial. And I went to clarify it, because ultimately I had to take responsibility as news director. Remember that? And like the people at Jones did like a story that I went to court, like something happened, like I did something that I had to pay. Like, how petty. Says, I'm thinking the same thing. If this is just physical abuse, and I use the word just very cautiously, these could be normal people walking around thinking they're not doing anything wrong by beating the child with God knows what. That is what's so scary. Is there oil floating on top of the soup? No, no, it's good. Good hearty soup. Just don't eat the okra soup. Why, what's wrong with... I don't like okra. I never did. According to a statement circling around, you have until December 14th to license your vehicles. Well, send me that statement. Who made that statement? I haven't seen that. As far as I'm aware, that it doesn't. There's nothing protecting you. But if you know something different, let me know. Juan, does this mean after Saturday we no longer have to wear masks in public? If so, it's a big mistake. Russia, Europe are going through a horrendous fourth wave because they relaxed. No, the rules still exist. The emergency order ends, but the rules they table in the House, amended rules to the Health Services Act, requires mask wearing, etc. We did a whole show on it. Those rules kick in on the 13th. All right, we got to take a break. So we'll be back on the other side of the headlines, and we will talk about that bill. All right, stay tuned.
How may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. Good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
Bahamas Check Services Limited has been printing checks, business forms, and deposit books in the Bahamas for over 30 years. We are highly specialized in creating custom forms to suit any and all your business needs. If you need continuous forms, continuous invoices, invoice books, or purchase orders, we can provide them for you. Call 677-8720 or email checks@coralwave.com.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
BK Nassau and Pepsi want to bring you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, powerboat adventure excursions, or a Blue Lagoon dolphin encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations and enter to win online at bk242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
Atlantic Agents. How may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. Good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, let's talk about the Value-Added Tax Amendment number 2, Bill 2021. All right. The Value-Added Tax bill is going to take value-added tax to from 12% to 10%. All right. It is also going to eliminate some zero ratings and change them to exemptions, and it's also going to eliminate some exemptions. All right, so let's go to the objects and reasons of the bill. This bill seeks to amend the Value-Added Tax Act 2014 to reduce the standard rate of tax and to minimize the number of exemptions and zero-rated items under the principal act. Clause 1 of the bill provides for the short title and commencement dates of the bill. Clause 2 of the bill seeks to amend certain definitions in Section 2 of the Principal Act, namely International Commercial Service and International Transport Services. International Commercial Service are zero-rated under the Principal Act. This amendment seeks to limit the scope of the zero-rated application as follows. Okay, first let's talk about what a zero rating is. All right, remember we went through the other day when we were talking about VAT being a pass-through tax, and that if you attract VAT on an item, you can pass it along to the public. If an item is zero-rated, then, and help me out here, accountants, if an item is zero-rated or service is zero-rated, you cannot pass the VAT along. But you can claim the VAT that you put into the business in order to provide that service or product. So even though the item is not attracting VAT, you would have spent VAT to get the item, and you can now reclaim the VAT that you spent. And so the government would be paying you back for the VAT you put into it. Right? Am I right? Am I right? All right, so this is seeking to do away with a lot of the zero ratings so that the businesses can't reclaim the VAT. If an item is exempt, it just doesn't attract VAT, period. And so there's nothing to pass along or reclaim. This amendment seeks to limit the scope of the zero-rated application as follows: to exclude international transport services attributed to privately owned and operated or chartered vessels and carriers that leave port in ballast from international commercial service. To provide that ancillary transport services are only included in the definition of international transport services, where such services are supplied by the supplier of international transport services or on behalf of such supplier as part of the same journey that the supply of international transport service relates to. Anyone know what the hell they're talking about? Like, what businesses are these? Should limit and zero-rated applications for those types of businesses, those types of services. Clause 3 of the bill seeks to amend the first schedule to the Act to remove the zero-rated applications from several items, namely the local sale of butter, bread, mayonnaise, grits, cheese, corned beef, evaporated milk, condensed milk, margarine, rice, flour, tomato paste, cooking oil, baby formula and baby food, powdered detergent, fresh milk, canned fish, soaps, soups and broths, mustard, sanitary napkins and tampons, napkins and napkin liners for infants. I think that sanitary napkins and tampons should be exempt, actually. I don't agree with that, putting that back on those. This would remove the zero-rated application from several items, namely the local sale of medicines and medicinal drugs, the importation of replaced or repaired goods, which will now be placed in the second schedule, services related to the use of terminal or berthing facilities by commercial vessels in respect of goods that have not been entered for home consumption, where the port of origin and the port of destination are not within the territory of the Bahamas. Oh, okay, I see, yeah. Like the transshipment businesses, then you're going to eliminate those, the zero rating from those services. I understand that. That makes sense. Services in respect to the storage of goods and any processes to optimize or maintain the integrity of those goods during storage, where those goods that have not been entered for home consumption under the Customs Management Act and where the port of origin and the port of destination are not within territory of the Bahamas. Okay. All right. Fair enough. The commission earned as a result of the supply of the Central Bank of the Bahamas Digital Service is also removed. Clause 3 of the bill also adds financial services to the list of zero-rated professional services when the benefit or advantage of those services are outside the Bahamas. Okay. Clause 4 of the bill seeks to amend the second schedule in Part 1 with respect to exempt transshipment services to include the use of terminal facilities. Okay. So they're now making those exempt instead of zero-rated. Absolutely. Got you. All right. Great. Clause 5 of the bill seeks to amend the third schedule of the Principal Act by reducing the rate of tax on the portion of real property transactions above $2 million from 12% to 10%. Clause 6 of the bill seeks to amend the Principal Act, the regulations, and the rules by reducing the standard rate of tax from 12% to 10% wherever it appears. All right, so they didn't... all the fears about home insurance, all this other stuff like that, they didn't touch those, all right? So it's just those breadbasket items and transshipment services and storage services and some financial transactions. And they also reduced the rate of that from 12% to 10% of property transactions above $2 million, all right? So we okay, right? No? But that, are we satisfied, or we still got a problem with the breadbasket item issue? It says, great show as usual. They actually can't end the state of emergency because Uncle Sam already freaking out over us ending the state of emergency. USA put us on alert 4, means don't come here, so the PM will be forced to extend the emergency orders. Okay, I mean, that's not what they said they're doing yesterday. Extending the emergency order. It says, good afternoon, Juan. I sympathize with Bella's family. I'm off topic, however. I'm in the contact tracing unit at Ministry of Health building on Mini Street. Minister Darwell admitted knowing we're not being paid and does not rectify it. Only thing that has happened is we've been threatened and warned by our supervisor to keep info in-house and not to call the radio. It's been more than 3 months now, and we still have not been paid. Yeah, I saw you sent this to me yesterday, I do believe. Well, that's someone different. It's a good day. So all bread basket and extended bread basket items are already duty-free. If you don't charge that, and the VAT won't get any revenue from the items. So as a consumer, I'm good with that. Yeah. This says, yes, but if you attack me and then come to find out later that someone broke in and beat her to death with a metal object or something and then escape, then you can't complain. Well, you get jumped in retaliation, maybe even killed. I'm just saying, I don't think we want that type of society where we do what we want instead of collecting facts and letting justice happen first. If that guy is found innocent and retaliate against the police who beat him, can't be mad. I hear you. There's something to say, like, you know, let justice play out, and that's where everyone is. But, you know, the emotion, I can't have this clinical sort of reaction where everybody speaks to their higher self and these greater principles of justice when we're talking about my children, all right? I can't do it. You say, don't get emotional. I'm human, man. All right? I can't have watched a child, have conceived a child, and watched a child grow in my wife's stomach, watched a child being born, spend every single day of the child's life taking care of the child, and then someone rips her away from you, him or her, and you're supposed to erase all that every day of the child's life that you love them. You're just supposed to set that aside because you're such a principled person. So even if you don't act, the feeling is still there.
that this is wrong, and I want justice, of course, but I also want blood for blood. And that may be my failings as a person, as a human being, but I can't separate the two. I know you want me to sit on the radio and tell everybody, oh, yeah, that, me personally, my child, nah. You're going to have to restrain me. All right. You can call me 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. The text line is 422-4796. It says, so one, the Minister of National Security said today, there was no sexual abuse, but the Speaker of the House said otherwise. So the Speaker spoke out of turn and should apologize, right? Look, I don't want to beat up on Patricia DeVoe, right? But I got to say, if you're the Speaker of the House of Assembly, certainly you can gain some clarity on whether or not sexual abuse took place from the Commissioner of Police, from the Minister of National Security who sits in the House of Assembly. Surely you could be better informed before you cry out about sexual violence and XYZ. Now, you could speak about sexual violence, that's fine. But before you attach it to Bella, seek to inform yourself. And so the Speaker was wrong, it appears, and should have been more circumspect in her declarations of talking about sexual abuse attached to Bella's death. All right, and it's a lesson to be learned. All right, you're in a position of great public responsibility, as you could see when I read you John Isaac's ruling from the Kofi Goodman appeal case. These things carry real world implications, even if you're in your feelings, even if someone as grotesque as Kofi Goodman is on trial, the courts are still going to go, did this man have a fair shot? It says, brother man, I share your views on the blood for blood as it relates to a child. We follow the law of Moses. And that's just me. I can be who you wish me to be. It's just me, how I look at the situation. I'm not telling you go round up some people and go string XYZ up. You have to sedate me, right? I'm going to need some like heavy drugs, like Demerol or something like this. You ever had Demerol? Ever in hospital, they give you Demerol? Ask for it. Ask specifically for that. Demerol. Good afternoon, Juan. I don't know what the standard bread basket items are. I know mine are orange juice, almond milk, bread, eggs. Juice already attracts VAT. Bread does not, but will. And almond milk would not have. Says butter, bread, mayonnaise, grits, cheese, corned beef, evaporated milk, condensed milk, margarine, rice, flour, tomato paste, cooking oil, baby formula, and baby food, powdered detergent, fresh milk, canned fish, soaps, soups, and broth, mustard, sanitary napkins and tampons, napkins and napkin liners for infants, local sale of medicines and medicinal drugs. See, this is interesting because the list they had only had a few things on it in terms of what they listed as medicines. But this is blanket now, removing the zero-rated item. Because so medicines and medicinal drugs were zero-rated before. But apparently, I thought the list they had, it was only certain things. So I guess the drugs were attracting VAT. Or were zero-rated. And now they'll attract VAT. I'm not sure if that is a good thing. But we'll see how it all works out. I'm down for the VAT being reduced. Says, what could Bella have done to result in 8 broken ribs and other severe and fatal internal injuries? So very sad. That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to figure out. Like, what and I'm not trying to prejudice the case or anything like this. Like, what could a four-year-old possibly do to make you do that? What on earth could a four-year-old break or damage or whatever it is could make you want to strike them with whatever with such force that it would break eight ribs? And that's assuming that they didn't just repeatedly beat the girl. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hey, Mr. Revolution.
Hey, what's happening?
First time calling.
Thanks for calling.
But I want you to know that we understand that when you read the Bible, they give the children over to Molech. You know, like, remember in the Bible they say, they let the children run to the fire and burn their foot. You know, something like that.
Okay.
I know the chapter. But they give the children over to Molech. They sell the children. And that's what we got to deal with. Plenty died going on in this country. But Mr. McCartney.
Yes.
The reason why as it relates to, she live with the Lord. She with the Lord. She okay. She in peace. And we just leave her alone. So it's very hurtful. I heard that they got the perpetrators, you know. They got them, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're in jail, I hope. And she with the Lord, I trust. But this is what I want to talk to you about. I should relate a part what you was talking about just now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the PLP say, we can take off tax off, you know, VAT, right? They take 2% off. But they took away the bread and the bad bread, you know, and guess what? Like the Oban deal, we can remember that when they come back around.
All right. Thanks for calling, my brother. Molech, God of human sacrifice, the Old Testament. All right, let's more text. This says, bro, that's the danger of having a child who's not the child of one spouse. It doesn't matter if it's the boyfriend or girlfriend. Some people have an automatic hate or dislike towards their lover's child because they don't just see the lover, but the ex-lover. Sadly, they believe the reason why a child may appear rude to them is because they're not the actual parent. I'm a firm believer that a spouse should not discipline a child. Let the lover or the other parent do it. And here's the crazy part about it, right? And again, the emotion comes in. So I had my child for 4 years, right? When the child was 2 weeks old, reportedly, you brought the child to me because you don't want to take care of the child, apparently, allegedly, from what I understand. 4 years later, you come back. They said the child was living with them since August, the end of August or something. You come back, say you want the child. 2 months later, my child's dead. And I applaud the father because he spoke to reporters outside of the courthouse today, and he's just in a state of bewilderment and disbelief. He said he hasn't even gotten the remains yet to bury the little girl. Yet I'm watching this woman who had my child, who said she didn't want her, but now wants her back because she wants to take care of the child. Now my child's dead, and I have to watch you get charged in connection with her murder. So what you took the child from me for? Like, if you wasn't going to take care of the child, like, why would you take the child from me? Just to spite me? Anyway, I'm trying not to prejudice the case, like I said. Hi, Juan. Any idea if Andrew Bridgewater is still in prison? If not, who's monitoring him? And yes, blood for blood. That's why I can't be your prime minister. I can't be none of that. I understand all this. Yeah, divorce yourself from this, and I can't. It's not possible for me. I'm sorry.
Brother Juan, the Prime Minister and the Speaker of the House of Assembly, also the PM's wife and many others. And it took about 5 days while the man was in custody of police to make a different statement as to the cause of death. Is this a major cover-up to protect someone? Please tell the public from Grand Bahama. Is it a major cover-up to protect? Okay, let me go back to the story. 1 second here. The Prime Minister never said anything about sexual assault. Neither did Anne Marie Davis, as far as I know. So let's think about this. I'll get to the phone call. Y'all are telling me cover-up, right? You think the commissioner of police, the commissioner of police, the minister of national security, the prime minister are involved in the cover-up of the rape of a child to protect 33-year-old Darion Smith, who nobody's ever heard of? When you say this in your head, does that make sense to you? The national security officials, the top police officer, are conspiring to cover up the circumstances of a child's death to protect this Darion Smith. That's what you're saying to me. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, glad, thanks. Let me take an opposing view to yours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strictly on scripture.
Okay.
We are commanded, for those of us who follow Jesus Christ, the Master,
mm-hmm.
to practice forgiveness, to forgive.
Right.
I am a father of 4 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was placed in the same position as a parent and something happened, while I'm sure that there would be temptation and perhaps even an anger and hatred towards that person initially, because of the commandments of Christ,
mm-hmm.
which is to forgive. And even Stephen, when he was being stoned, he forgave. Yeah, I understand as a child, so we may feel more anger, but we have to practice forgiveness as an act of obedience, as hard as it is. And if for those who want, and even for those in particular who align themselves with Jesus as followers, we are commanded. And if we disobey that, we actually in disobedience and an affront to God. So no matter who the individual, Darion Smith, the guy who mauled that young lady and got away with, Maxo Tito, whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to, and I understand. So I have condition myself emotionally that should that time come, I have to love. However that could happen, I don't know. But I have to love the person and forgive them. And, you know, so I prepare my kid so that we all can die. How we can die, we don't know. But
absolutely.
We have to be able to make it into the kingdom of God. And I understand not everyone shares that view in terms of Christ. But I'm just speaking to those who do. You have to dislodge that hatred. And lastly, I want to address an issue where I think we have too much of it. Women in particular, they have these relationships, and then they have these men come into their lives. They have young women, young boys. And, you know, it's really something, and I think a lot of women, I've had relatives sometimes, the child would come and say, or would have said something that, the mother said, this guy, he likes you. A 12-year-old.
Wow.
Women are, because of financial situation, not all, and it may be a very little bit, but these are situations that are happening in our society. And so, yes, the man is there, but sometimes a lot, I ain't speaking to any particular situation, sometimes there is ammunition where these guys, because they provide some sort of finances, these things are allowed. And so we have to also address not only the men, but the women who have allowed themselves to be in the situation that their kids are being taken advantage of. Thanks, bro.
All right, I appreciate you. So here's what I will say, and he's correct in the biblical principle. Jesus teaches, commands us to forgive. Correct. I would have to struggle with that. But here's what I would say. That's what we have. That's why we have the police. You understand? So that people won't act on their gut reactions. The police are there to protect us and protect them from us. So all I would say is I would want justice to be done. But in my heart, I'd have to work through a whole lot not to want to, like,
get mine myself. This says, Juan, just to be sure, is he saying forgive and not punish the offender? Is he saying to forgive and punish the offender? I ask because if it's the former, he may not realize it, but he's advocating for the shutdown of the legislature and the jury. We do not live in utopia. I take him to be saying that let the police handle it, let the court system handle it, etc., and work on in your heart on forgiveness yourself and don't seek retaliation. This says, this shows, good day, this shows the institutional distrust that the Bahamian people have for the people in authority. It happens when the laws are not enforced, across the board. Man, I think what happens is that when people go, well, Wayne Monroe's involved in a cover-up or whatever like that, I think people stretch things to fit the narrative that they want to believe. That's what I think. And so you are fully on board that this little girl was sexually abused, and you will twist anything and everything in order to make you comfortable in that belief. And we got to critically look at things different than that. Hey, McCartney, my twins, Brandon and Deanthra Adderley's birthday is today. Say happy birthday to them, please, from their mother, Brenda Stewart. Well, happy birthday, Brandon and Deanthra. I, too, am a twin. I have a twin sister. One second. Let me just do this. This says, you're going to prejudice the matter if you continue entertaining the case because it's before the court. Time for us to return to baking and cooking with tomatoes and making our soaps, etc. Stop inciting violence because you never know what your kids will be accused of. Let it be the judges from London to sit on the trials for independence sake. Okay. I'm not inciting violence at all. I'm just saying how I would feel. Juan, a person's upbringing is key to shaping his character. I, who've never hit a child, cannot fathom an adult with custody causing trauma and broken ribs to a four-year-old. Brother, I have a three-year-old granddaughter, and I cannot say what my reaction would be. The law will have to demonstrate close to what is in my mind. Yeah, I mean, again, I don't want to prejudice the case, and I'm not saying go out there and handle things yourself. But I certainly think that murdering a child, there should be some consideration about the death penalty. It says, my parents brought up two adoptees. There could have been a third one. We sheltered and gave medical care to a sickly child for 3 months. The mother demanded the child back, only to bring her back malnourished a year later. This time, my father gave her a donation to buy food and told her not to come back. We never saw them again. Wow. It says, great show as usual. If someone kills my child, they better find a way to live on the moon or another planet. It says, hey, Juan, some people are just messed up and evil. 15 years ago, I saved up for a $900 camera for 3 months. I took four or so pictures and rested it on the kitchen counter, and my three-year-old son hooked the strap and pulled it off the counter, and it broke in pieces. I only felt disappointment in myself for putting it in his reach. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, you got to marshal yourself. When it comes to children, you got to marshal yourself. Good afternoon, Juan. May God continue to bless you with patience and self-control, your restraint with some of these callers. Is admirable. I want to hear from people and see how they feel. And I want us as a community to be able to work through this, but I want us to be able to do it in a way that makes sense, right? And not like say things that aren't proven and not ascribe these motives of conspiracy to people in order to fit the narrative we want to hear. I think it's perfectly fine for us to talk about sexual abuse and sexual molestation and child abuse without drifting into a territory that we don't know what we're talking about. This says, no, Juan, I'm not saying I want you not to hold your view. I'm just saying that rationally and realistically, it's wrong. Anyone could do what we want, but every action has a consequence and you have to be able to accept it afterwards. That's all I'm saying. Oh, is this This is the person who's saying that we should just let justice happen. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Like, at no point did you hear me to go say, let's go string somebody up. It says, you have psycho case, normal people think twice. Juan, question, could you be a jury on a jury in the Bella case? Because I can't, because in my eyes, he'd be guilty before the trial even start. Me? I probably couldn't. I'll to be real with you. Like, if they asked me, if I was in a jury pool and they were like, could you sit on this case and not XYZ? I'd be like, I can't. And that's why I'm saying you should probably let the judges deal with it, because the public, A, everybody hears about every murder around here. So it's just about nowadays. So it's difficult to say that nobody's heard about a murder case, right? B, in situations such as this where we're talking about children dying, you are asking a lot, particularly when this child died in our society where it's so close and everyone's just together on this one island. You're asking a lot for people to divorce themselves of any emotion with it. And the fact of the matter is, John Isaacs talked about the fade factor, right? So the fade factor is when a case fades from memory between the time it occurs and it's reported on widely and the time it comes up for trial. But if we're talking about justice must be swift, there's not going to be any fade factor. And I don't think there'll be any fade factor ever for Bella's murder. Certainly, it never faded with Kofi Goodman. And it's, what, a decade later? So you're asking a lot for people to just divorce themselves of their emotions. And I know we all want to be these people who are, you know, able to always think clearly. You know, it's difficult, man. If you're going to show me an autopsy report of a 4-year-old child brutally beaten to death, and you're saying this is who did it, I don't know how to divorce the two. Just me. I know you want me to be a better person, but that's just me. This says, Juan, your last caller spoke about forgiveness, which is something we're supposed to do. But on the other hand, we have laws, and the rule of law must be carried out. The law is not made for the law abiding, but for the lawless. So therefore, let the law take its course. You can be forgiven, but the penalty and punishment must be carried out. Yeah, agreed. This says, oh, this is a lady with the kids. Good. I did know you're a twin. I listen to you every day. You try to help people a lot. That's commendable. God bless you always. Thanks. And thanks for listening. Happy birthday again to your kids, Brandon and Deanthra. It says, hi, what is the situation with the child's father? What do you mean what the situation is? He was at court today, and he said he right now doesn't know how to feel. He's just processing his emotions, and he's trying to get his daughter's body back so he could take her to Grand Bahama and bury her there. Okay. We're going to take a break. It says, Juan, everyone handles things different, but if it was me, I'll ask God to forgive me after I cut a movie. Anyway, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about it. Since clearly we all want to talk about Bella, so we'll talk about it. Stay tuned.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, they're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Insurance.
Are you on the move? Busy running errands? Do you have so much to do that you don't have a lot of time on your hands? Have you gotten your COVID-19 vaccine yet? Well, if you haven't, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine may be the one for you. It's one and done and fully vaccinated for now. Yes, you only need one jab of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and you are done. Lower your risk of severe illness and death from COVID-19 by getting vaccinated. This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Y'all are clearly not interested in the value-added tax bill. Well, that's fine. Sometimes these things reverberate throughout the nation, and people want to settle their own personal feelings about it. It hits close to home. I didn't know Bella. I didn't know her father or mother, but to me, I look at my 5-year-old daughter and I think about it, something were to happen to her, and it just like, it's like a knife in my gut. And so I get it. You want to talk about it? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? Okay. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, 422-4796, 422-4796. This says, good afternoon, Juan. Trying to understand the thinking of putting VAT on bread basket items. And how does it make sense for the consumer? I'll say this. They could have, I don't know why they're doing that. They say they want fewer exemptions. Maybe there's something behind the scenes going on I don't know about. You could have easily reduced VAT to 10% and said the bread basket items are still duty-free. My thing is this. If that's the trade-off, that VAT goes on bread basket items while VAT goes down on everything else, that's okay with me. I understand what you're saying. Like, there are people who are poor, who are struggling. I do get that. There's assistance for them. And I think on overall, it's probably going to be a wash with their grocery bill. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, I was holding to come on the show.
You're on the show.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
This is Neville Wisdom. How are you?
Hey, great. How's it going?
Right here, man. I thought to call because this point that you're discussing today is so dear to me and so close to me and emotional to me. So forgive me if I'm a little emotional. I have a 4-year-old granddaughter who celebrates her birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday.
She'll be 5 o'clock. She'll be 5 years old tomorrow. And she is the apple of all of our eyes and our family and what have you. So I say that first. Then what I reflect as you discuss with your various listeners, this whole question about forgiveness. My family went through an unfortunate situation where about 15, 16 years ago, my sister, Arlene, was entering her home in Highland Park. Right next door to her was the home, same color, black and white, of a gas station owner. And my sister was butchered by a young man who went to rob for gas station money.
Oh, man.
And it was a case of mistaken identity.
I'm sorry.
As he punctured her with that knife, where's the money? Where's the effing money? And on, and the rest is history. My sister has passed.
Wow.
And during my our reflection as a family and my personal reflection, I remember at one point viewing on television a situation where a young white boy ran into a church in North Carolina, and a Bible study was being conducted, and he took out a gun and he killed those people.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to the families, some of the families, the Christian families of those people, some of those people who were murdered, and it just amazed me when they said, "Look, even after what he has done to my loved one, God directs me to forgive him." I found that incredible.
Yeah.
It brought a peace to me that even through the most difficult experiences, God directs us to forgive. The Bible says, it says that they asked Jesus, "How much time should you forgive? 7 times? He said, "No, man, 70 times 7. And it's a very hard principle, this principle of preference and forgiveness. But be directed to do so. And when I decided to forgive the young man, it brought me personal peace.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when he was stabbing my sister, I was actually at a service in his grandfather's church.
Wow.
It was so ironic. I don't know how you do it. I don't know. I don't quite understand it.
Yeah.
But somehow, this principle of forgiveness is something that we're directed to do. And I just thought, with the heaviness of the situation, because I can tell you, as much as I love my little granddaughter, Imani, I don't know what I would do if someone were to harm her. But I do know somehow we're directed to, even in the most difficult circumstances, to forgive. And I conclude just by saying this, that I like the tenor that the conversation is taking.
Mm-hmm.
We allow the law to take its place, because in the case of my sister, the law did take its place.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man was sentenced to a long stay in prison. So the courts brought about some justice for my sister, but we still miss her. And we have to pray for him, you know, and for those people who perpetrate this kind of criminality on people generally, not even to mention children, man. It's wild.
Very sad. Yeah, I just wanted thank to you for calling. Them. That's very right. Very good story. It's amazing. We got another caller. That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
One.
Hi.
How you doing, man?
I'm fine. How are you?
I've been listening to this thing, and just like you, I got several grandchildren. I got some grandchildren, small babies. I love them more than anything in the world. My oldest daughters, they could probably fight off and fend for themselves. But one, I listening to Mr. Wisdom, them, with all they forgive and things. But let me tell you something, buddy. Let me tell you something, man. I mean it from the bottom of my soul. If anybody do something like that to my baby, especially my baby girl one, I can tell you, I go into jail, and then I go into hell. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you. It's a rough, and you know, it's a rough lesson. That's rough, to be asked to forgive someone in a situation like that. That's rough. And I want to be that guy. I want to be like Neville Wisdom, and I want to be like, you know, the court has him, and now justice. Me, I'm not there yet along my journey. I'm the guy who... You ever see those videos when in the States, when they're arraigning someone and the cops let their guard down and the person's family member who was killed, like they jump over the bar and try to get the person. Like that's where I am in my journey. And I'm not saying that's right, and I'm not saying that should be encouraged, but that's just, I can't speak honestly about it and not admit that. Like, to me, I'd have to, like, go away in order not to get myself in deep, deep problems. You hear how Leslie Miller said, Leslie Miller's son, Mario, who I knew very well, because Leslie Miller's ex-wife is my godmother, was killed many years ago. And you can hear how deeply it haunts him to this day. He talked about how some days he would just go in his, grab his gun and go sit in his car. And his dead mother would speak to him and be like, go back inside before you get yourself in trouble. Like, I'd have that level of difficulty dealing with it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good day, John. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I made sure I wait at the tail end of your show because I didn't want to take you off topic.
Okay.
I just want to ask you a question. Is it illegal to be selling expired goods in the store? I'm not going to call a name because there's a particular major store in the Grove. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to pick up a pack of cookies. They got a shelf lined right off of these cookies at a reduced price. And it's expired. And in closing, what I can guarantee, if their children at a school vendor and they learn that someone is selling their children expired juice, they would go to the office and ask that vendor to be fired or something. But mm-hmm. The question is that legal or illegal?
I'm not certain. I can check for you, though.
Please.
I'm not certain. But I'll try to remember that.
Please.
All right? Okay. And, you know, maybe it's good that we have these conversations where we can be honest with ourselves and talk about vengeance, forgiveness, the raw emotion that these sorts of things evoke. It says, one, in the Bible, it says eye for an eye when it comes to criminals. Yeah. Well, you know, we like to pick and choose which parts of the Bible we follow. Says, good day, Juan. All these thousands of people who've recovered from the virus and are doing fine. Why the push for vaccines when the scientists are saying the natural immunity is far better? I hope the government doesn't push for mandates and cause job loss and economic collapse when we're just trying to build our economy. I don't think any vaccine mandate will come. Not unless some strain comes along that's just wiping everyone out. I don't think any vaccine mandate will come. In fact, I think that I read an article where it had several epidemiologists who were saying that by fall of next year, COVID-19 would start to become endemic, as in like it's a seasonal thing, like it flares up and all that. We'll have developed vaccines, we'll have developed prophylactic treatments for it. So it won't be this whole lose your mind thing all over again. I hope to God. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. No? Okay. Says, Juan, if that was my child, whoever in jail
if you'd like
and
to
the rest would be no more. Real talk. Yeah, that's a real sentiment. You're asking a lot of people. You know, to tell them don't admit to the emotion that they feel. Right? Which is, we want justice, but we want the person to pay commensurate with the crime. Juan, please explain why every administration, FNM and PLP, refuse a progressive income tax, continue to tax the poor to death. It's going to cause unrest. I can't explain it for you. I don't know why they don't do it. Says, Juan, great sober show. Too much egregious crimes and issues in this little Bahamas and our 21x7 island. What you think desperately needed is national youth service and proper socialization and discipline classes and training in this new day and generation. What you say? I think the national youth service is a pretty good idea, depending on how you set it up. Proper socialization and discipline. I agree with all that. It says, yeah, okay, y'all indoctrinated black people keep listening to the white Jesus and forgiving the world when they do bad things to us. This is by design. That's a point of view. That it's not illegal because we consume non-FDA approved for export only items in the Bahamas. Says perhaps the trial should be held in another jurisdiction like Jamaica or Barbados. Is there a possibility of a teletrial with a jury from elsewhere? Not currently. Some of these I don't want to read because they're... One, is the VAT on breadbasket items aimed at getting VAT from all of those fast food restaurants that import those buns, bread, pack, sugar, milk, etc.? Poor Bahamians are now included in this. Okay, well, how it works is the fast food restaurants who get all the breadbasket items pass it along now. So it's not that they'll be getting the VAT from necessarily the fast food restaurants' pockets. They'll be getting the VAT from us. But the VAT's on the bill anyway. You know what I'm saying? So the bill's going to go down. Should go down. All right. We're about out of time. I think that we as a nation need to discuss these things. I think we should discuss them in the right way. So I want to end the sexual assault narrative, but there's a lot of narratives about childcare, about relationships. So many things are involved. Yeah, you run through so many emotions, right? There's a narrative about emotional attachment, right? A narrative about if the system is working in terms of the abuse of children. There's the thought about, are we actually looking out for our neighbors? Because, and again, I try to be honest with myself and I try not to be judgmental if I can't help it. But again, I don't see how you see a child suffering and say nothing. So there's all those things going on with it. And I think that it's going to take us a while to walk through it. But we do need to, while we focus on sexual offenses, I think we should drop the narrative that this Bella was sexually assaulted. It does a disservice to her memory, in my opinion. Says, my brother, I have two little granddaughters. The youngest one is 3 and the other is 8. None of them can defend for themselves. That's their parents and my job. I don't know what I would do. I feel for the family. This is an excellent show. Congrats. Well, thanks. If the pea soup doesn't get me, we'll be here tomorrow. I'm sure it's fine. Call Portia Poitier, 424-2830. Really good pea soup. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.